News and brief at Press TV. Israeli and Palestinian authorities have agreed to an Egyptian-mediated three-day ceasefire in the Gaza Strip starting at 500 GMT on Tuesday. Senior Hamas official Izzat Al-Rizq says the agreement is based on the demands the Palestinians tabled earlier. Meanwhile, Palestinian health officials say at least 1,867 people have been killed in 4 weeks of Israeli attacks on Gaza. Nearly 430 of them are children. Also, over 9,500 Gazans have been injured. That includes more than 2,800 children, over 1,800 women, and 374 elderly people. The Israeli army says it will remain in the Gaza Strip to carry out many more missions. Army spokesman Moti Almoz did not elaborate on Tel Aviv's new missions, but he said Israel would not leave Gaza, even though it has destroyed all the tunnels used by Palestinian resistance fighters. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed a congressional bill that will give an additional $225 million of U.S. taxpayer dollars to Israel to improve its Iron Dome anti-missile system. Earlier, Obama said that the U.S. would work with Israel to enable it to protect itself against Palestinian resistance fighters. A group of Iranian students and activists have held demonstrations in front of the embassies of Egypt and Jordan in Tehran. Protesters expressed outrage over the Israeli onslaught on Gaza and demanded that Egypt open the Rafah crossing. They also denounced Arab countries for their inaction. The Lebanese army has gained the upper hand in its three-day battle with Takfiri terrorists who entered the country from Syria. The clashes in the northeastern town of Arsal have killed at least 16 soldiers and wounded 86. And thousands of Lebanese civilians and Syrian refugees have fled the fighting in the area. Peace talks to end the civil war in South Sudan have resumed in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa. However, fighting continues as experts say famine looms, and mediators say the rival leaders will face repercussions if the fighting continues. The last round of peace talks stalled in June. Chinese officials have accused a Canadian couple from Vancouver of espionage and stealing state secrets about military and national defense research. The Garretts, who have been living in northeast China since 1984, were arrested on Monday. They could face life in prison or the death penalty if convicted.